Welcome to Bite at a Time Books Behind the Story, where we answer the questions you have about your favorite classic authors. What inspired your favorite author to write their novels? What was going on in the world at the time? Follow along with us as we tell you what was happening in the world while your favorite authors wrote your favorite classics. My name is Bree Carlisle, and I love to read and wanted to share my passion with listeners like you. If you want to know what's coming next and vote on upcoming books, sign up for our newsletter at biteatatimebooks.com. Be sure to follow my show on your favorite podcast platform so you get all the new episodes. You can find most of our links in the show notes, but also our website, biteatatimebooks.com, includes all of the links for our show, including to our Patreon to support the show and YouTube, where we have special behind the narration of the episodes. We're part of the Bite at a Time Books Productions Network. If you'd also like to hear a book by the author, check out the Bite at a Time Books podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Today we'll be talking about the career of Victor Hugo. Hugo published his first novel, Hans of Iceland, 1823, the year following his marriage, and his second 3 years later, Bug Jarwal, 1826. Between 1829 and 1840, he published 5 more volumes of poetry, Les Orientales, 1829, Les Fuelles d'Automne, 1831, Les Chants du Crepuscule, 1835, Les Voix Intérieures, 1837, and Les Rayons et les Ombres, 1840. This cemented his reputation as one of the greatest elegiac and lyric poets of his time. Like many young writers of his generation, Hugo was profoundly influenced by François-René de Chateaubriand, the famous figure in the literary movement of Romanticism, and France's preeminent literary figure during the early 19th century. In his youth, Hugo resolved to be Chateaubriand or nothing, and his life would come to parallel that of his predecessor in many ways. Like Chateaubriand, Hugo furthered the cause of Romanticism, became involved in politics, though mostly as a champion of republicanism, and was forced into exile due to his political stances. Along with Chateaubriand, he attended the coronation of Charles X in Reims in 1825. The precocious passion and eloquence of Hugo's early work brought success and fame at an early age. His first collection of poetry was published in 1822 when he was only 20 years old, and earned him a royal pension from Louis XVIII. Though the poems were admired for their spontaneous fervor and fluency, the collection that followed 4 years later, in 1826, revealed Hugo to be a great poet, a natural master of lyric and creative song. Victor Hugo's first mature work of fiction was published in February 1829 by Charles Gosselin without the author's name and reflected the acute social conscience that would infuse his later work. Les Derniers Jours d'un Condamné, The Last Day of a Condemned Man, would have a profound influence on later writers such as Albert Camus, Charles Dickens, and Fyodor Dostoyevsky. Claude Jeux, a documentary short story about a real-life murderer who had been executed in France, was published in 1834. Hugo himself later considered it to be a precursor to his great work on social injustice, Les Misérables. Hugo became the figurehead of the Romantic literary movement with the plays Cromwell, 1827, and Hernani, 1830. Hernani announced the arrival of French Romanticism, performed at the Comédie Française. It was greeted with several nights of rioting as Romantics and traditionalists clashed over the play's deliberate disregard for neoclassical rules. Hugo's popularity as a playwright grew with subsequent plays such as Marianne Delorme, 1831, Les Rois Amusés, 1832, and Rue Blas, 1838. Hugo's novel Notre Dame de Paris, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, was published in 1831 and quickly translated into other languages across Europe. One of the effects of the novel was to shame the city of Paris into restoring the much-neglected Cathedral of Notre Dame, which was attracting thousands of tourists who had read the popular novel. Hugo began planning a major novel about social misery and injustice as early as the 1830s, but a full 17 years were needed for Les Misérables to be realized and finally published in 1862. Hugo had previously used the departure of prisoners for the Bagne of Toulon in Les Derniers Jours d'un Condamné. He went to Toulon to visit the Bagne in 1839 and took extensive notes, though he did not start writing the book until 1845. On one of the pages of his notes about the prison, he wrote in large block letters a possible name for his hero, Jean Trajan. When the book was finally written, Trajan became Jean Valjean. Hugo was acutely aware of the quality of the novel, as evidenced in a letter he wrote to his publisher, Albert Lacroix, on 23 March 1862. "My conviction is that this book is going to be one of the peaks, if not the crowning point of my work. Publication of Les Miserables went to the highest bidder. The Belgian publishing house Lacroix and Vickenhoven undertook a marketing campaign unusual for the time, issuing press releases about the work a full 6 months before the launch. It also initially published only the first part of the novel, Fantine, which was launched simultaneously in major cities. Installments of the book sold out within hours and had an enormous impact on French society. The critical establishment was generally hostile to the novel. Taine found it insincere. Barbey d'Auvilly complained of its vulgarity. Gustave Flaubert found within it neither truth nor greatness. The Goncourt brothers lambasted its artificiality. And Baudelaire, despite giving favorable reviews in newspapers, castigated it in private as repulsive and inept. However, Les Miserables proved popular enough with the masses that the issues it highlighted were soon on the agenda of the National Assembly of France. Today, the novel remains its best-known work. It is popular worldwide and has been adapted for cinema, television, and stage shows. An apocryphal tale has circulated describing the shortest correspondence in history as having been between Hugo and his publisher, Hurt and Blackett, in 1862. Hugo was on vacation when Les Miserables was published. He queried the reaction to the work by sending a single-character telegram to his publisher asking, ? The publisher replied with a single exclamation point to indicate its success. Hugo turned away from social-political issues in his next novel, Les Travailleurs de la Mer, Toilers of the Sea, published in 1866. The book was well-received, perhaps due to the previous success of Les Miserables. Dedicated to the Channel Island of Guernsey, where Hugo spent 15 years of exile, the novel tells of a man who attempts to win the approval of his beloved's father by rescuing his ship, intentionally marooned by its captain, who hopes to escape with the treasure of money it is transporting. Through an exhaustive battle of human engineering against the force of the sea and an almost mythical beast of the sea, a giant squid. Superficially, an adventure. One of Hugo's biographers calls it a metaphor of the 19th century. Technical progress, creative genius, and hard work overcoming the imminent evil of the material world. The word used in Guernsey to refer to squid, pieuvre, also sometimes applied to octopus, was to enter the French language as a result of its use in the book. Hugo returned to political and social issues in his next novel, L'Homme qui rit, The Man Who Laughs, which was published in 1869 and painted a critical picture of the aristocracy. The novel was not as successful as his previous efforts, and Hugo himself began to comment on the growing distance between himself and literary contemporaries, such as Flaubert and Émile Zola, whose realist and naturalist novels were now exceeding the popularity of his own work. His last novel, Quatre Vingt Treize, 93, published in 1874, dealt with a subject that Hugo had previously avoided, the Reign of Terror during the French Revolution. Though Hugo's popularity was on the decline at the time of its publication, many now consider 93 to be a work on par with Hugo's better-known novels. Thank you for joining Bite at a Time Books Behind the Story today, while we answered some of the questions you have about one of your favorite classic authors. Again, my name is Brie Carlisle, and I hope you come back next time when we answer more questions about one of your favorite classic authors. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at biteatatimebooks.com. Check out the show notes or our website, biteatatimebooks.com, for the links for our show.